Watch out! It's the next crop! Great new Australian music.
Oh, God!
On Triple J.
Hey, I'm Kat.
And I'm Jake.
We're from Cassette Kids. We're based in Sydney.
Four-piece, I guess, indie dance sort of band.
Run me through the full lineup of the band. Who does what?
In Cassette Kids, there's me. I'm the singer, Katrina. Jake plays drums.
Yep, sorry, and then Jake. We got Daniel Schobart, who is our guitarist, and Daniel Deitz, who plays the bass. It gets a little bit confusing having the two Dans. But, yeah, people are pretty amazed usually when we're like, this is Dan and this is Dan too. So,
how are the four of you drawn together?
We met through a mutual friend who we all sort of played music with at some point. The ironic thing to this story is that he was in the band and then left.
And he's not in the band anymore.
Nope. Well, yep. I think those guys... independent of me, had been jamming for a while as well. Yeah. And as I've been told, Dan didn't want a girl singer. So it took a little while to convince him that it'd be okay.
I wasn't even sure in the beginning either, because I never really envisioned having a girl singer either. But they gave me a demo of the tracks that they had at the time. And as soon as I put the CD in, within 30 seconds, I was like, no, I have to work with these guys. So it's pretty exciting.
Have you talked to Dan about what it was, about having a girl singer?
I don't know. I think maybe it was just his influences. There weren't very many strong female people involved in the music that he was listening to. I think now it's kind of one of the things that we're all quite happy about. It's almost a point of difference that we have.
And it brings a different dynamic to the band as well. You can do things differently vocally when you're recording, and it just in general socially, it's more interesting to have, you know, the feminine side and the masculine side, I guess.
Except so. Then I start talking like a boy.
Yeah.
Becomes an issue.
But. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know who the girl is. It's Big Dan or Katrina. So.
Probably Big Dan.
Tell me about some of your early rehearsals together.
We used to rehearse out at Penrith on the outskirts of Sydney because we were all sort of from that area. The studio at the time was really run down. You know, the PA was... I couldn't really hear anything, and the walls kind of had holes in them and stuff. So it was very humble, our beginnings. But, you know, like, it was good. It was just a space where we could all come together. And
we've actually written some of what I believe to be our most interesting stuff out there, which, you know...
Yeah, I think so. Maybe...
Kind of, like our single, You Take It, was written out in Penrith. But,
most of the songs that we like better were written out there. Maybe, I don't know, we feel closer to home or more comfortable or something. But
what is it about playing together that you guys find exciting?
I just, the dynamic of being in this band, like we're all really interesting performers on stage. We all have our own thing going on. It's definitely not a situation where, you know, I'm the front person, everyone look at me. I notice always that Big Dan has his own cult following of people that just stand in front of him and, like, watch his moves.
Techno Dan.
So, yeah, I just love that I can get on stage and I know that everyone's pulling their weight. Everyone's going to, you know, give it everything they've got. And it's very much the same with writing. Everything feels, like, very equal. We all contribute our parts. It's no one's really standing up the front going, you do this, you do this, you do this.
You can go out on stage and you know that everyone's just as excited as the next person to be just playing to anyone. And it's always been that way since the beginning. So it's kind of like you don't ever feel like, damn, why didn't you move more? Or why didn't you do this sort of thing?
Have there been any real standout gigs so far?
In terms of
the Queensland thing.
Oh yeah. We were in Queensland, we were playing a couple of shows with this band from New York, and one of them was an all ages show outside at a pool just before we were supposed to play with all the PA and everything set up. It poured torrentially, like it was scary. It was like a cyclone and wet everything. And we're like, we're going to have to cancel the gig. And all the kids were like, oh, this sucks. And so what we did with our one spare PA speaker, we lugged it into the girls' change rooms at the pool and set up there and played the gig in the girls' change rooms.
Yeah.
And I got photos of it. It's just crazy. Yeah. All these kids packed into this tiny space and the sound was probably horrible.
Yes.
But it was so fun. It was such a fun show.
It was definitely memorable. But I mean, other than that, obviously, like, touring with presets has been the highlight of my year and probably one of my highlights of my life.
Yeah, well, coming from a band that's played so many clubs and dirty, dingy places, to get out on a stage, to get out at the Emlor and be like, wow, I'm looking at this place from the other way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, that was unreal.
Yeah.
And are those boys the kind of party band you want to be on the road with?
Yes.
They were probably like, I feel like that was so much fun, of course. They, you know, they're what you kind of expect from being an exciting techno dancey sort of group. But they're also really, really professional on the road as well. And that was one thing that was that we felt so thankful for having that opportunity for too.
Being professional.
Well, it gave us the opportunity to kind of learn the processes of things and kind of see some real professionals in their lifestyle. And
working with the whole team.
Like
the guys that in charge of all the production and stuff.
Yeah, and also they're just such nice guys as well. Really, just really decent people as well as being amazing artists as well. So it was a great experience.
We're going to be featuring the track You Take It. Can you tell us a bit about it?
You Take It is our first single, and I guess we chose it as our first single because we wanted something real energetic and a bit more in your face to say, hey, we're Cassette Kids and we like a good dance song. It's kind of also about being offered opportunities, and in this industry where everything is so competitive, if you don't take the opportunities that you're offered, some other rising band will just take them instead. That's kind of what I wrote this song about a long time ago. It was a song about really wanting to make it and wanting to make the most of anything that came along. I guess in some way it fulfilled its prophecy a little bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's energetic and it's passionate, and that's how we felt it should come across, because it's about a passionate subject. So hopefully we kind of put that down in the studio